This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
What's up, everybody? Happy Wednesday. Junkies back with you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Wednesday morning, February 26th, 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Morning, Johnny Cakes Allville.
What's up? Hello, everybody.
And Jason Bishop.
Hello.
That is the foursome. You feeling better today, Jason?
In terms of?
Well, just the revelation yesterday about not laughing,
same.
Kind of depression.
Same.
I was thinking about this, though. Yeah. The dog probably brings you as much joy as anything.
My dog is...
That's why you're thinking about getting a second dog.
Yeah, yeah, good.
Love
you
my
should.
Dog.
Get 100 dogs. If it makes you happy, get a freaking 100 dogs. Maybe that's what you should do. Like, when we're all done, maybe you should be like a dog guy.
A dog rescue spot.
Or like a dog breeder or something. Maybe you would like that.
Yeah, possibly.
You know? Get some land.
Or just walk, just live on a golf course, and just work at a golf course.
Yeah, you could do that.
Probably what I'll do.
I ran into a guy yesterday who I hadn't seen in a while, but he used to live in my old neighborhood.
Yeah.
And he was a cop.
Uh-huh.
And he's retired.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, how is it? He said, it's great. I do whatever I want, when I want.
Right.
He's like, I have a side business. I've never heard of this side business, but yeah. I guess it works for him. Baseball glove repair man.
Oh, really?
That's pretty specific.
For like kids that's or something?
Kind of a niche.
Yeah, I know I couldn't do
like,
that.
His kids like grew up playing baseball and he's been around baseball. Like,
yeah.
He repairs baseball gloves and that's right. What he does.
It's funny you say that because I just got a reel on my thing last night when I was in bed before I went to sleep about how indoor batting cages are blowing up.
Okay.
They're blowing up. People are renting old warehouse space that's
okay,
empty.
Got it.
And they're, people, you can join memberships like $100 a month or whatever, or you pay $50 an hour. And parents, coaches are using these batting cages like crazy.
Mm, gotcha.
And you put like 6 or 7 cages in there and you just rent it out.
Mm-hmm.
And then a big venture capital firms are coming in buying them out. It's crazy.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Didn't know they're blowing up in popularity.
So maybe he should advance from repairing gloves to get some warehouse space.
I don't know if that's on his horizon.
Rent some batting cages.
Not sure.
You guys will get a kick out of this. I just want to just lead off the show with it because it was the stupidity of it all, the absurdity of it all will please you.
Okay, yes.
So
we'll revel in it.
Yesterday was gorgeous. We're out playing golf.
I mean, it was nice.
Just playing some, very mediocre golf, whatever. And then finished, was kind of feeling sorry for myself. was clapping my shoes, right, getting the dirt out. Sure. I did have a fire outfit, though, yesterday. My outfit was fire. That was the one saving grace. I'm clapping my shoes. I'm getting all the dirt out.
6:04 until the back padding machine came out.
Yeah, but there has to be some pleasure because right. there was a lot of agony yesterday. So I'm clapping the shoes. I'm getting the dirt out. You guys have all done it a million times. Put it in my trunk. I fold up my little push cart or whatever. I put my clubs in. I put my little push cart on top of it. I close it. I'm in my socks. I'm a little hunched over because it's hard for me to stand after I play 18 holes. And my car's locked.
Oh.
And I'm like, wait a second. That's not even possible. You know,
I have
2024, you know, car. Right. That's not a thing. I walk around. I lift the handle. Locked. I walk the other hand. Locked. Other handle. Lock. Other handle. Lock. The hatch. Lock. I push everything. Pull everything. My freaking car's locked. You can't figure it out. And then I remember I had put my keys in the little netting of my little push cart. Okay. My cheap little push cart
thing. Which is now in the trunk.
Which is now in the trunk. And I guess the sensor didn't sense it. Oh. That it's in the trunk.
Yeah.
So now.
If it was in the back seat, it would have.
I think it would have sensed it. For sure.
Dagger!
So now I'm standing in the parking lot. 4:30 in the afternoon. I'm just so excited to go home.
Yeah.
And I'm in my socks. And.
Can't get in your car.
I call my wife and I go. I don't even ask. I'm so angry. I lock my keys in. She goes, well, I can't come get you. I got to take Kate out to Herndon. And okay. I go, well, what am I going to do? I mean, I don't know what to do. She says, I don't even know if I have a key. She fumbles around.
Okay.
Finds a key. So what do I have to do? I have to. She said, you can call Cakes. I said, I'm not going to put that bad beat on Cakes.
He lives right there, though.
Yeah, but it would require him to pick me up. Drive me home. Come back. It would take an
what
hour out of his day. I'm not going to put that beat on a person.
He was probably at dinner.
I mean, I know you would if you're a nice person. Yeah. But I would.
Now,
but I wouldn't do that.
I hung up. I would have looked at my wife and been like, "Eb's a dog. Locked his keys in the car. I'll be back in an hour."
No, I know. I wouldn't do that to a person. I mean, there are a couple other people I could have called.
Yeah,
and I just ate one. Mm. I freaking got on my phone. I got an Uber. Cost me $35 to go home. I asked the guy if he could stay because I got to go right back. Can you just turn around and take me right back? He goes, nope. Got to go pick up somebody at Silver Spring. Mm. I went, oh, great. So then I went inside, barely remembered to pick up another key. Because the first thing I had to do was get shoes.
Okay.
Because I'm walking around town with no shoes. Gotcha.
Horrible beat.
Got my shoes. I made a quick little sandwich. Had to call another Uber. Had to just sit in traffic. If anybody lives knows where I live in Kensington area, that Connecticut
gridlock.
Avenue
yeah.
is just gridlock at 5 o'clock.
I was going to say it's 5 o'clock. Right?
5 o'clock gridlock.
It's 5 o'clock.
So now I'm just sitting. I got to wait for another Uber, another $35, $40, and plus I got to tip all these guys.
By the way, Tuesdays are when like everyone's back in the office too.
Oh, yeah.
So you can imagine the gridlock
How could that jerk Uber driver that brought you to your house not just cancel the guy at Silver Spring.
But say, nice guy,
I'm going to make more money by not burning my gas by driving to Silver Spring. I'm going to take this guy back to the club
and
pick up his car.
And I had to preface everything because he's looking at me with no shoes. He's like, what's going on?
Yeah.
I got no shoes on.
This guy's a vagrant.
No sympathy. and I drive all the way over there. Now it's 5:30, 5:35. And, you know, okay, I get in my car. But now I got to drive back. I've literally wasted an hour and a half. For no reason. None of it should have ever happened.
I don't know why
it happened.
Just have dinner at the club at that point.
Club's closed on Tuesday still.
Oh,
it's still
right.
winter hours.
Wow.
So I can't even go there and get drunk. I just have to drive home. And it's just literally wasted.
You can't get drunk because you got to drive home anyway.
Well, I could get a little drunk and then let it wear off. But, wasted an hour and a half. Cost me $100 in Uber fees. And I don't know how that's not going to happen to me again. Because I don't play golf with my keys in my pants.
All right.
I put my keys in my golf bag or in my little cart thing.
Yeah.
You should remember.
Mental note.
It's
don't
kind of
in the trunk.
Sure
on your checklist.
Always remember. Because you know
probably.
What? Most normal humans, when you go to your car, you don't even have to get your keys out. The car just unlocks.
Right.
It senses your key in your pocket or in your golf bag or whatever.
Yeah.
So I wasn't even thinking about locking and unlocking my car. It just, you don't think about it because your keys are always with you. You know what I mean?
Here's my tip hack of the day for you.
Yeah,
I think
please.
I told you this before.
Yeah.
You take your keys and your wallet and you put it in your little Bushnell rangefinder pocket thing. So when you take your rangefinder and you put it back into your Bushnell little pouch after the round, your keys and wallet are right there for you to put in your pocket.
The downside of that, that is a great hack. The downside for me is I'm so lazy, I often just take my Bushnell thing and I just throw it in my bag. I don't even put it in his
case. He just doesn't think about it.
I don't even put it in my case. Like, literally, I put it in a pocket yesterday. I've never put it in before.
But
because I was so lazy.
Not easy.
I mean, it sucks that it happens. It sucks that it happened to you.
Yeah.
But 99.9% of the world doesn't do that.
I agree with you.
They don't lock their keys in their trunk.
Well, it shouldn't happen.
Yeah. You're right.
It's supposed to be idiot-proof.
Yeah, you're right. But still, most people know where their keys are, and they'll have their keys with them.
I knew where my keys were. Just forgot to take them out of my
little
cart.
That's what I mean. Most people don't forget that.
You don't think people ever
I'm not saying it never happened, but it's very rare that that happens.
It's just shocking to me that the car locked up and didn't sense the keys. Now, does that mean that the sensor is a little weak?
Yeah, maybe this
needs a new battery.
Possibly.
Could be.
Or did
might
I literally
have to go talk to your boy? Talk to your boy Mike.
Miriam now. Miriam's a GM.
Oh,
Mike's
yeah, Miriam.
Traveling all over the country now.
Yeah, okay, I'm sorry.
But like, what is that?
I don't know. That sucks.
And let me tell you something. It ruined my evening.
Oh, I'm sure.
I bet it did.
Because I just threw away $100.
Yeah.
And I just wasted an hour and a half. And I just was
so what time did you get home?
Six-ish? 6:15 or whatever. Could have been home at 4:30. And, you know, just, it's just, you know, it should give you pleasure. Because you guys had normal evenings.
I did.
And mine
very
was
normal.
Incredibly frustrating.
Pretty stressful. You're still home by 6:15. I mean, what would you have done between 4:30 and 6:15? You probably would have done nothing.
No, but it's a waste of it. It was just a waste of time.
I understand that, but.
Waste of everything. It's just a waste.
It's frustrating.
He literally burned.
No harm, no foul. I bet you probably had your cocktails at night.
No, I didn't. But I didn't die. But I mean, it just was so annoying.
He lit a $100 bill on fire.
He just lit $100 on fire for no reason.
That part stinks.
For no reason.
That's what he did.
I don't know. It just wastes time. And you know what? You know what we don't have a lot of left? You know, the little hourglass. We don't have that much time left.
A lot of sand going through
that
hourglass.
And I didn't want to waste 90 minutes sitting in a car doing the same route.
You'll never get that 90 minutes back.
Never get it back.
Poof, gone.
So. All right, a lot to do on today's show. You had the Commanders GM speaking at the NFL Combine. Mm-hmm. So we'll play some of what Adam Peters had to say, what the offseason plans and draft plans will be. Mm-hmm. You got the Combine. Capitals played last night. Unfortunately, they lost, but you're going to have to fix that tracker cakes. So we will tackle that
already?
And more throughout the show. If you want to call us, you can always hit us up at 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Keep it here. Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. Let's open up the Junkies sports page now. See the Caps in action. You had a big Lakers game last night.
Yeah.
By the way,
Diana Taurasi retiring.
Mo from Largo hit me to the point, and I think he's right. I could have used the BMW app on my phone, I think, to unlock my car.
Oh, really?
And I have that app, and I have registered it and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't even occur to me.
Mar brought up a great point. He says some Uber drivers, you can do this. You can order the Uber at your house. Tell them to put the key in your mailbox and have him pick up the key from your house and drive it straight
to you. I've never heard of that.
That's actually a great bit.
And I've never heard that before.
That's a great service.
Mar blew my mind.
That is mind-blowing.
And then you just maybe tip them a little extra.
Oh, you definitely light them up for that. Yeah.
Wow. That's a great tip. You got to trust the Uber driver.
Yeah, you have to trust him because what if the Uber driver
just picks up your key,
picks
and rolls
up the key
out.
And says, "Oh, I'm sorry, I couldn't make it," and
right.
then like 3 days
it, wasn't there. Next thing you know, he's got a new Beamer.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's a good. It's a good idea. I appreciate it.
Well, now you know.
Yeah. All right. Sorry, I mean bum rush you, but there were some options there other than the stupid tact I took.
Well, hopefully today's a better day for you.
Thank you. You too, buddy.
Yeah. Well, the weather's going to be nice. It felt like almost 70 yesterday. I know it didn't get to 70, but man, it felt good.
It didn't really until about 2 o'clock.
I think today is going to feel like 70. Because
it was cloudy for a lot of it.
Right, it was cloudy, and then it got. But I think today is going to be mostly sunny, if not 100% sunny.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so it was a good day for Ovi last night. Not good day for the Caps. Caps lose 3-1 to Calgary at home. I watched the first period. That first goal that Calgary scored, I know they had to review. It
should have been disallowed.
Because it looked like he kicked it.
Yeah, I mean, I heard Alan May talking about it. He's like, it's kind of a close call, but it looked like an intentional kick.
Yeah.
And look, you can have a puck bounce off of your leg or your skate and go into the net, and that's okay.
That's fine. But as long as
there's not an intentional kicking motion,
right?
I'm sorry, but when you lift your skate blade off of the ice and then your leg makes a motion towards the net,
looks like you're kicking it.
Hits the puck, and then the puck goes into the net. It seems like an intentional kick to me, but the referees disagreed.
They disagreed.
They said, and they watched that on replay and everything.
Well, they reviewed it.
And Carbs looked pissed.
Of course he was pissed.
He motioned to his eyes. Did you see him go to his eyes?
Salty.
When he was talking to the ref.
We'll talk to him about it at 7. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure he was not pleased with the decision.
Now, look, the Flames ended up scoring another goal in the first. Mm-hmm. So it was 2-0 going into the first period or first intermission. But, I did question that.
It's a classic letdown spot after scoring 15 goals in the last two games. It's their first regulation loss at home since November 23rd.
Wow.
This team's they've been
on fire.
Like, you're not going to win every game. And I know the Carbs is, he's not going to like taking an L, but sometimes you take L's and you just have to process it and move on to the Blues are next and hope you get 2 points against them.
Coach Carberry joins us at 7 o'clock, so you don't want to miss that. I was watching late, and Alan May and Joe B. were talking about it, that in some of the statistical categories, the Capitals were dominating. It was just one of those games where they weren't scoring.
Right.
They outshot them 27-25, and what I also see is Calgary, the one category which they won by a lot was block shots. They were blocking a lot of shots.
Almost 30.
29-15 was the difference in block shots. Mm-hmm. So Washington just didn't put it into the net. Although Ovi's goal... pretty incredible, man. There wasn't much space at all.
He's a sniper. Angle.
I mean, he's the greatest goal scorer of all time.
I mean, short side is unbelievable. Yeah.
So that was the bright spot.
Quick.
So give me the numbers now for Ovi.
Well, 12 to go.
883. 12 to break. 11 to tie.
Okay.
So we're updated. We're fully updated on the goal tracker. We're good.
So he's just on fire.
I'm trying to thread
the
needle.
I didn't think that this was possible.
And figure out where he's going to score
by getting tickets.
Yeah, but I don't know. It's just hard to figure out when it's going to happen.
Of course.
So does it coincide? So the NHL, I guess, announced that some of those games are now going to be national broadcast.
Correct.
And our guys, like Joe B, is not going to be on the call.
Which is mega tilting to a lot of Caps fans.
Right.
That they would take.
Which games are they talking about?
Locker.
Does it coincide with your 0.7 goals per game?
Actually, it doesn't. One of them might. I can pull it up and figure out the...
Is it before or after? Like, your projection, we kind of had like a three-game projection where we thought if he kept up this pace...
Here are the three games that have been altered as far as the national TV broadcast schedule. March 27th at Minnesota.
All right.
So that game will be on ESPN Plus, Hulu, and Monumental 2.
Thursday night game.
April 12th at Columbus.
Yep.
12:30.
That's the ABC game.
That's a Saturday game. Like that, I'm considering making a road trip.
To Columbus?
To go to Columbus and catch a game.
If he's tied.
Dare I say
record
this?
Breaker.
I saw Finley interview some guy. He was an NHL insider yesterday. And he asked him, he said, can you pinpoint a week or a two or three game stretch?
Yeah.
And he said that Columbus, they played Columbus back-to-back on the 12th and 13th. He said, that's a good bet right there.
So, Does that coincide with what you suggested?
My three-game stretch, where my usually faulty math, it's almost always faulty.
I know yours was earlier than that.
Mine were April 1 at Boston.
Oh, April, a little later.
April 2
at Carolina.
April 4th at home to Chicago. That lines up with his 0.7 goals per game average that he's on.
Right, and you never know how that'll play out.
Which ticked up again yesterday with his goal.
Dare I say...
What if he just goes on a roll and he's, March 20th against Philly, he's tied?
It's possible.
Is that in Philly or is that
here? No, it's here.
Okay.
Should we volunteer? Not volunteer, obviously get paid to do an alt cast for one of those games down the stretch, try to thread the needle?
I mean, we could try.
Should we?
We can throw it out there, I guess.
Make a little extra dough.
I mean,
sit there and talk to PK Subban.
Sure, fist pump a little bit.
Yeah.
Cheer on Ovi.
Eat some pizza. Hit a Lace the Lease cake.
Get some caps.
Should we do one right like around? Because like that's when people will be into it.
Well, you are originally scheduled to do four of them.
Well, do we have dates for the other
next
jet?
One we're scheduled to do is March 7th.
Yeah.
At that's home, the Red Wings.
But the last one isn't dated yet, right?
Yeah.
It was supposed to be Wizards, but I don't know what their programming schedule looks like.
Well, if he wants it, maybe we should do Caps. Lock in. Caps are just so much more relevant.
Definitely hotter.
You know? What happens if the Caps are playing during the Masters Sunday afternoon?
Oh, I can't do that.
You'd watch the Masters over 895?
Yeah.
I would not. I would never, actually.
That's crazy. You want me to be honest or you want me to lie? You want me to be honest or you want me to lie? What I probably would do would be have it on my computer.
Yeah, watch both.
You know what I mean?
So that would be.
But on my big silly, I'm going to have the Goff.
That would be April 12th or 13th, right?
Yeah.
That's Masters weekend? Or is it the weekend before?
That's Masters weekend.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so that's when they play Columbus.
I think he's going to do it before.
So they play Columbus in the back-to-backers the same weekend as the Masters.
Yeah. I think he's going to do it long before April 12th to 13th.
I'm with you.
Unless the he just goes ice cold.
The way he's scoring, I would agree.
The Masters is like greater than the births of my children. Like those days are more sacred.
That's a weird take.
No, like the actual days my children were born were bigger.
Yeah.
But celebrating the birthday 20 years later, mm-hmm. not as great as watching the Masters.
All right, Eric, I'm all over it. April 13th is a Sunday.
Yeah.
6 p.m. game. That's right when they're like on the 17th hole.
I mean, there's no way.
The second nine.
I'm not kidding. I'm going to have on the big screen. Listen, I'm sorry. What do you want me to say? You want me to, it's like you want me to, like,
it was possible
change
to watch
my
both.
Sexuality or something? I mean, you want me to change who I am as a human? The Masters is sacred.
It's his
to me.
Bit.
It's my favorite week of the year. Nothing's
okay,
greater.
But if it's Keegan Bradley and Shane Lowry.
Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Nubs versus Nubs.
First of all, it never is.
What about Potgeiter or whatever his name is?
Potgeiter.
He wouldn't be in it. He's not in it.
He's not in it.
Come
on.
What if it's Brian Campbell?
It won't be. The guy, Mike Marr hits it further. I mean, listen, I'm sorry.
What if it's Scheffler, Rory tied on the 18th tee box?
I might not even turn my computer on.
So Washington loses 3-1, but Ovi scores. So
I can't lie.
We'll talk to Carbs today.
Yes,
about that whole situation.
7 a.m.
The big NBA game last night was the Lakers playing the Mavs after the Luka Davis trade, and no surprise, the Lakers at home beat the Mavs 107-99. Trip dub for Luka.
Didn't shoot particularly well. Early in the game, though, he hit a three, which they took away because I guess his foot was on the line. Now they go to replay, even if it's like 5 minutes after.
Uh-huh.
It looked like he was going to have a big scoring night, but look, he rebounds the ball. Really good passer. They've got three ball handlers now in Austin Reeves, LeBron James, and Luka Doncic.
Yeah.
It's just going to be tough when they play some of the bigger teams.
Yeah, well. This isn't a surprise because the Mavs clearly aren't 100% because Davis is out. And also
Gafford and Lively.
Gafford and Lively. So all our big guys are out.
He's basically had one big scoring game since he's been with the Lakers, and that was against Denver.
Yeah.
Which was a big win, by the way. I'm telling you.
But he's got Reeves who can score. Obviously LeBron who had 27 last night. So he's got other options. He's just dishing it, and he had 12 dimes last night.
He said he didn't sleep, which I got to believe affects your play on the court.
Mm-hmm.
But he still kind of dominated.
The
when
Lakers
you look at it overall.
Since the trade, the Lakers are 7-2. They've moved up. I believe they're into the 4 seed. Dallas is slipping. They're down to the 9 seed right now. I think they're 2.5 or 3 games up of being out. Whoever that last team in would be in the West. I'd have to look at the standings, but they're slipping clearly because of these injuries. But the fact that the Lakers lost to Charlotte blows me away. And that was I don't know 2 weeks ago. Or so. Charlotte in the last three, we'll call it 4 games. All right. They lost to the Warriors last night by, let me just do the math here. They lost by 36 last night. They lost to the Sacramento Kings before that by 42. Okay.
They're trying to catch the whiz in the bottom of the
standings.
They
lost to a horrible Trailblazers team before that by 53. Okay. They lost to the Denver Nuggets. By, not too horrible, 14. All right, so their last 4 losses, 14, 53, 42, and what was last night? 36. But they beat the Lakers in L.A.
Wiz have a 4-game lead on them, though, if for worst record. That's 10-47.
This is typical of the NBA.
To 14-43.
And yes, I did bet on the Lakers that night.
Therein lies the bitterness.
Trying to see what happened in that game. I just got to believe it was just a bad shooting night for the Lakers.
Well, who knows? I mean, doesn't matter. You can't lose to the Charlotte Hornets.
Yeah, Luka was 5-18 in that game. He's been struggling. I mean, shooting the long ball.
They scored 97 points in that loss. Mm. I mean, when do NBA teams score just 97 points?
No. Do you see the score of the Suns game last night against the Grizzlies?
299 points. Kind of crazy.
151-148. It was overtime, but still, there was a ton of points in regulation.
Yeah. That's crazy. All right, so speaking of teams that are scoring, the Nats in their third spring training game scored 14 more runs against the Marlins. So they've scored 31 runs in their first
three. What is going on? They got all the double A guys pitching.
I mean, it's spring training, I get it. And everyone scores in spring training. But I think it's interesting that they've scored 31 runs in the first three games.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the Nats re-signed Kyle Finnegan, their closer, to a one-year deal. I think it's $6 million.
All right, so that's one spot.
He's got to be like the second or third highest paid player on the team at this point, making $6 million.
Yeah, I mean.
Right?
Any of the sillies part of that big
14 runs?
Yeah, let me see. Dylan Cruz on 1-for-2.
Yeah, he scored a couple runs.
Josh Bell 1-for-3.
James Wood's still not playing. I think he's got tendonitis, so he hasn't played yet. Let's see. Jacob Young hit a bomb. Hassel hit a bomb. I think Hassel's hit two so far.
They have any of the other sillies like that haven't made their major league debut in spring training?
Well, Hassel. Robert Hassel.
Yeah, but they have other guys like
that are playing on the spring training team.
Yeah, I'm wondering. I don't even know if they're on the roster.
The only one I see here right now is Hassel. Oh, Brady House.
That's what I was wondering. Yeah. It's him. I couldn't pull
Brady House.
His name. He didn't play.
Yeah, he played last night.
He did?
Or yesterday, yeah.
Where else?
1-for-2, RBI, hit a homer.
Oh, yeah, there you go, B-House. Okay, yeah.
I think he hit a homer.
Yeah, looks like it.
So, yeah, so they're scoring some runs.
Oh, no, it says no home run. He just had a hit.
Oh, yeah, an RBI.
RBI.
I'm sorry.
Look at Mike Rizzo, by the way, saving about $2 million by non-tendering Finnegan in December and then re-signing him.
For like $2 million less?
Yeah, because if he got to arbitration, he was expected to make like $8
million.
Mike gets it for $6 million.
Wow.
He probably gets a little bonus from the learners for saving the $2 million.
Probably not.
You might get a little something.
I was looking at this top 100 list of baseball prospects 2025. This is on MLB.com.
Yeah.
Right now, the highest rated national. All right, you got Dylan Cruz, number 4.
Uh-huh.
But he's going to be in the big league. You got to go all the way down to number 70, I believe.
Which is?
Travis Sikora. Pitcher, A ball.
So they don't even.
Well, all their top prospects are, well, at least two of them are on the big squad.
Yep.
Yeah. They don't have Brady House. He wouldn't qualify for that list, or he should.
Unless I skipped over him. I didn't see
him. He hasn't made his major league debut yet.
That is true.
He must not be in the top 70.
Well, we'll see. We'll see how these young guys. Play this year, but they've scored a bunch of runs in the first three games. All right, college hoops last night. Duke destroys Miami. Miami is just awful. They'll have a new head coach next year. They're 6-22, 2-15 in the ACC. Duke wins by 37. Georgia beats Florida last night by 5. Georgia's a bubble team. They're 17-11. Not a great conference record, but that's a big win for them. They beat Florida at home. Tennessee wins at LSU. Bama destroyed Mississippi State. Watch some of this game. They were just shooting the lights out in the first half. Outscored Mississippi State 53-27. Iowa State, bad loss to Oklahoma State. that's a bad loss. Oklahoma State's not very good. Missouri and Wisconsin also won. Louisville beat Virginia Tech down in Blacksburg. Virginia Tech 12-16, 7-10 in the conference. Not good. So tonight, also, by the way, VCU won at Richmond last night. So VCU is 23-5, 13-2 in the conference. Tonight, a big one over in College Park. Izzo's in town.
That's right.
This is, I believe this is a 6:30 tip.
It is 6:30.
So, and that game is that on Big Ten Network? Yeah, I believe.
I think it is Big Ten Network, yeah.
So that's a 6:30 tip, Michigan State and Maryland. Michigan State is ranked 8, Maryland is ranked 16. State has 2 more wins in the conference than the Terps, so this is a big one for them. Also, locally, Georgetown is at UConn. Georgetown, some bad news, their stud center, Sorber, is out for the year. Thomas Sorber, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. He's out for the year, but that's a 6:30 game on FS1. Also, AU is going to play Navy at home tonight. George Mason is at home against Fordham, and GW is out at Loyola of Chicago. So you got some of the locals, at least 4 of the locals playing tonight.
Valdez hipped us to Crab 5, the nickname. Mm-hmm. I have seen it a little more online. It's just viral.
It's gaining steam, as Valdez would like to say.
I kind of like it. I mean, they don't necessarily look like a bunch of crab lovers, but I kind of like it. I like it. It's unique-ish.
I'm guessing Juju Reese and Derek Queen love crabs. They're Baltimore kids.
Okay.
Probably raised around it.
I'm sure they do.
I love crab meat. I don't love crabs. I can't sit and pick crabs.
I'm the anti-Valdez. I can't sit all day at a crab.
Oh, he could sit for 6 hours and do it.
He's in for the long haul. Mm.
My wife and I will go, and she'll pick the crabs for me and just shove the meat towards me.
Valdez should go into the Crab Hall of Fame. He should have a bus there.
Diana Taurasi, the leading scorer in WNBA history and was voted greatest of all time by the league's fans, announced her retirement yesterday after 20 years. She says she's mentally and physically, she's just full, and that's probably the best way I can describe it. I'm full and I'm happy.
She's 40. She's got 6 gold medals.
Yeah.
I mean, great. We talked about this at the time. It's just incredible. Yeah.
She won 3 WNBA titles. I don't know how many national championships she won. She was at UConn.
3.
Was it 3?
Yeah.
So 3 WNBA.
Her trophy case is full.
3 national championships and 20 years in the league, and she announced her retirement. So unbelievable career for Diana Taurasi.
Yeah, when you go to like a site like Wikipedia on the right side for athletes has kind of all their career highlights and awards.
Yeah.
And usually it's a rectangular box.
Sure. Hers is long.
Hers is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. How old is she?
11 times WNBA All-Star.
I'll be honest. I'm pretty sure I've never watched her play.
2-time WNBA Finals MVP.
I mean, maybe I watched by like a walk by a highlight at some point. But I've never sat down and said, I'm going to watch Diana Taurasi play basketball today.
Right, but if she walked into the studio, you'd know who she was.
Probably. I would know who she is.
Okay.
I've still never seen her play a full game of basketball.
Well, a full game, but you have to have seen some clips. Do you know what position she played?
No.
You don't know if she was like a big woman or a point guard?
I think she's tall, but I don't know how tall. I would guess she's six two. I don't know.
I don't think she's that tall.
I'm going to say 6 foot.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know if she's a guard. Forward.
She's a guard.
Yeah, I don't
Drabby,
know.
Can you check that her height?
I didn't
for
think
me?
She was that tall.
6 foot.
That makes sense. I mean, six foot tall for a girl.
Yeah, very tall.
I mean, she's taller than all of you.
Trust me, I know.
Hey, I'm shrinking. I'm going the other way.
I saw a smile.
Hey, I made myself laugh.
I saw a smile.
All right, got to take a break.
We can't make him laugh, but he can make himself laugh.
Spencer Carberry joins us coming up at 7 o'clock. We'll talk some Caps. But coming up next, what did the Commanders GM Adam Peters say about their plans in the upcoming draft and free agency yesterday at the NFL Combine? Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. NFL Combine underway. A lot of NFL free agency machinations going on. All this talk about Matthew Stafford finding a new home. The Bengals. But with the Commanders.
Did you see Gronk is thinking about coming back?
I saw a Rappaport shoot that down.
I'm
just saying, it was a story.
Yeah.
Really? He wanted to play for Denver because he loves Peyton.
Yeah, I saw some sort of rumor.
I would be very surprised.
But I saw a Rappaport shoot it down. Said it was kind of ridiculous. I forget the exact words.
I feel like it is ridiculous at this point.
Well, how many years has he been out at this point?
2-3 years?
Three, maybe?
That seems like a tough comeback, but maybe.
Well, I mean, it came from somewhere.
Yeah.
But with the Commanders, yes, they're looking towards the draft, but there are all these rumors about Myles Garrett and what the team's going to do in the offseason with free agency, with all this cap money. Do they trade for a T. Higgins if T. Higgins is available via trade, even though the Bengals say that he's not? So it was interesting to hear Adam Peters. Plus, he talked about Marshawn Lattimore, who we've talked about a lot. Mm-hmm. Here's Adam Peters at the NFL Combine.
That's a great question. And you know, we always want to build through the draft, and we'll continue to do that. But in the situation we're in, we got 28 free agents, I think. It's 28. So we got a lot of holes, again, on our roster in terms of players that played really well for us last year. So we'll be active in free agency because we have to be, just to field the team. But a lot of those, we'll look to bring a lot of the guys we had back from last year and then build off of that.
Cakes, does that please you or no?
What, that he's going to re-sign a lot of the free agents that are already on the roster? Sure. I mean, you have to field a competitive team. Like,
right.
Yeah, you got to fill a roster out. That's what he's saying.
53 guys on the team.
I agree. Listen, I like it, but I just was thinking of Cakes because I know he basically would like to take the entire wide receiver room and throw it in the ocean other than Terry McLaurin.
You're pretty much correct.
Yeah.
I mean, If you're happy with a bunch of cast-offs and one-year like signing guys, that's your thing. I like, you know what I like? I like elite weaponry surrounding my young quarterback.
I like that too. I'm a big fan of that. But I like 29 points a game. I was really pleased with that.
I like 30 plus points a game. Yeah, I'm always looking to add to the offense.
I think we're gonna.
So ask specifically about Marshawn Lattimore. Here's what the GM said.
Really high. We're you know, with Marshawn, I spoke about it at the end of the year, and he came into a tough situation, and he competed his tail off, and you know, he's the type of guy we want on the field, and we're really excited to have him in this offseason and build with him.
I mean, he did compete. There's no doubt about that.
I'm not surprised by that one bit. There was no way he was going to be a cap casualty.
Well, he's also going to stick up for the move that he made. Like he's going to go out and say, look, I'm not going to bail on this at the first sign of adversity.
I can't wait for him to prove me wrong, but I don't see this one working out great.
You think it's going to be like Josh Norman?
Kinda. I think he's way past his prime. But maybe they can find a way to make it work.
Still in his
20s, isn't
he? I think he's 28.
It doesn't matter. Age, yeah. Like, in theory, he should still be great.
The last couple of years.
He's just not.
All right, so the 25 free agents, let me just go through a few real quick.
All right.
And you tell me if you believe, not whether you would bring him back, but if you believe he's going to be one of the guys that they re-sign.
All right.
Bobby Wagner.
Yes, I think they will re-sign him.
Marcus Mariota.
Yes. He may get a better offer.
Like there's going to be competition from other teams.
Jeremy Chinn.
Yes.
Zach Ertz.
Yes.
Tressway.
Yes.
100%.
Clelin Ferrell.
No.
Cleland Ferrell.
Yeah.
Dante Fowler Jr.
I say yes.
Yes. They'll make an attempt to, but he'll have suitors.
Michael Davis.
No.
It's terrible.
Noah Ai.
Yes. Pretty effective.
They need Cornelius depth Lucas.
Yes. You always need depth on your offensive line.
Trent Scott.
Yes.
Yes. I mean, he's not vital, but again, he's a depth piece on your offensive line.
Mm. Michael Dieter.
Mm.
Another offensive line.
I mean, he definitely got some
run. Was he the backup center?
Yeah.
I'm going to say
mediocre.
He's the guy that got from Houston.
Mediocre.
Not a priority.
Yeah.
Olamide Zaccheaus.
Cakes is a no.
I'm going to say no.
I'm going to say no as well.
I don't know. I'm torn on him.
De'Ami Brown.
I'm a yes. I'm a big yes.
I think they're going to try to re-sign him.
I'll say yes.
Noah Brown.
I'm a yes.
Maybe.
I might say no.
I might be a Noah on Noah Brown.
They're going to keep one of the Browns. Jameson Crowder.
No.
I'm a yes.
Long in the tooth.
You're bringing them all back. Jeremy McNichols.
Yes.
Weirdly,
I'm going to say no.
I kind of like his skill set.
He's not going to have a ton of suitors.
Yeah, Chris Rodriguez Jr.
No.
Yes.
Easily replaceable thumper. No.
I mean, if you get somebody better, fine. I mean, I don't have no problem with that. But
Benjamin St. Juiced.
No.
He could go play somewhere else.
Austin Seibert.
We got a new St. Juiced. Seibert,
a kicker? No.
Zane Gonzalez.
No.
I don't know.
Not going to sign any of
your
kickers?
Neither of those guys are priorities.
I don't know.
Sheldon Day.
Yes.
Kind of made some plays.
Yes.
Flash.
Yes. Yes.
Jalen Holmes.
Incomplete. N.A.
I don't even remember this guy. Nick Ballor, linebacker.
Yeah, incomplete.
He's their special teams guy.
Okay. Yeah.
He's their special teams guy.
Mekhi Walker, linebacker. He appeared in all 17 games, played 77 defensive snaps, and was a special teams guy.
Who knows?
I don't know how. I don't know how good he is on special.
Derek Forrest. Not the guy that we do TV hits with.
No, I think we're going to move on. He's really
a holdover from the Ron regime. I'm
really
probably to say no.
John Bates.
No, please no.
I kind of feel like they'll keep him. He's like their best blocking their tight end.
Yeah.
Jeff Driscoll.
Can they keep him the block and just tell him never to run a route? If that's the case, sign him.
I admire Jeff Driscoll's stick-to-itiveness and the way he's carved out like a 10-year career.
No.
But they don't need to.
They'll find a new home.
That's
a
no.
Kaz Allen.
No.
And
he's a little receiver.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So he's going to sign from the dings and buzzes. He'll sign about half of the 28.
Oh, no. We did way more than half.
You did.
We
did. Like 80%.
Of the 28, we kept 24.
No way.
Yeah.
No,
the only one for sure you got rid of was Oz.
Maybe 20.
There's two more guys.
You wanted to get rid of John Bates and maybe one or two of the special teams guys. Everybody
both,
else
both
you said.
Both kickers.
And St. Juiced. And the kickers.
You had a lot of dings.
You kept about 20 of them.
I don't think Cakes kept quite as many.
Yeah. I kept a couple more, like the running backs, because until you get one better, I mean, drop
well, you
better.
Kept both Browns, I believe.
Yeah, I did not.
At wide receiver.
I kept the one. I kept Diami.
I borderline.
You basically running it back.
I borderline love Diami.
You kept Jameson Crowder.
You made some big plays. And we need somebody to return kicks. I mean, it's an important part.
A lot of expendable guys on that list.
Didn't I'm not saying they're opinion. Not expendable, but they're proven commodities.
I mean, you were lobbying for Jeff Driscoll toward the end.
No, I was
Jeff
not.
Jeff Driscoll.
I said cut him. I just said I admire that he's carved out like a 10-year career doing nothing. Right. Just being an athlete.
He finds a way.
He's not going to keep as many as you guys ding.
Yeah, you're probably right.
I mean, think about the turnover last season.
He doesn't have control over it. They're free agents.
Listen, I'm telling you right now, I borderline love Diami, like his skill set. And then Noah Brown. I don't know.
I mean, why?
Because, I feel like he could
he's
be
four
better.
Years
it feels,
in
it feels like you're buying a stock low, right?
I just think he has more in him.
He can go to the moon.
He has
his arrow is pointing up. I will agree with that.
Yeah.
But we're talking about a guy who has a high of 30 catches in his 4-year NFL career.
I know. Sometimes
he's
it takes guys longer.
He is the epitome of dime a dozen.
Okay.
You know how many Diami Browns there are in the league?
Listen, I'm not saying he's
sometimes
not.
It takes time to develop.
I think he's also a big part of the special teams. I don't know. I like him. I want to keep him. I also want to keep Noah Brown because he's a big receiver. We don't have any big receivers.
Well, there are other guys out there.
Okay, but you know, we don't have them yet.
Well,
you get one, and then I'll say, okay, we'll replace him.
There's going to be a lot of new faces. It's my prediction. He's going to have a lot of new faces.
We should
drafting,
we should
obviously,
bet.
And free
agents. We should do over-under on how many of those free agents they resign. There's 28. Did you just list the 28?
Believe so. Yeah.
All right, let's do that during a break. We'll list
$5 a man. Whoever's closest wins. Wins the pot. Scoops the pot.
By the way, I did a podcast with a kid. I'd done it before. I don't know why I do it. He's a nice kid, so I do it. But he's a really nice kid. But I just want to be selfish the rest of my life. I don't want to do anything for anybody anymore. I've decided the rest of my life I only want to be selfish.
Now you're going to be selfish.
I don't want to do anything. I don't like doing anything. But he said, it was interesting, he said, did we do a schedule, a Kevin Sheehan bit last year where we predicted the schedule? Because I don't remember. He said we did.
I think we did.
We did.
Yeah.
And we bet on
we
it.
Yeah, we bet on
schedule.
It.
We ripped off Kevin Sheehan.
It made his day. So I told him if we did it last year and it made
and
your
we
day,
assigned points.
We'll do it again.
We assigned points for.
So Drabby, put that on the mix.
We did that.
At some point.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Because I don't remember doing it, but he said we did it.
Sheehan's the originator.
I know he did it. He always does it.
It's a great bit.
It is a great bit.
Coming up next, Spencer Carberry, head coach of the Washington Capitals, joins us on the Junkies.